But Trump is increasingly short of advisors to urge caution. Communications advisor Hope Hicks, one of Trump's closest confidants, left on March 29th, while National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert, and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson were all recently forced out. Around the West Wing, the expectation is that Trump is far from done. Sessions, Rosenstein, and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly are all on thin ice. Trump blames Sessions and Rosenstein for his legal woes. In Trump's mind, had Sessions not recused himself from the inquiry into Trump campaign's possible ties to Russia, which was required by the Justice Department since Sessions was a major voice inside the campaign, then Rosenstein could not have appointed Mueller. Even Trump's own aides acknowledge that the president fails to see how he made matters worse by firing Comey when the FBI director wouldn't drop his own probe into Russia. In the wake of the Cohen raids, even Republican lawmakers had stark warnings for Trump. It would be suicide for Trump to fire Mueller, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley said. On April 11th, Grassley said the Senate Judiciary Committee plans to advance a bipartisan bill to protect Mueller if Trump attempts to fire him. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tamped down the idea Trump is considering taking out Rosenstein. "I'm confident that would be the beginning of the end of his presidency, and he's not going to do that." Since the night of November 8, 2016, Trump's political and philosophical opponents have been publicly and repeatedly asking, how long can this last? Those who have concluded, not much longer, have been vexed time after time. After all, this is a man who defied convention and criticism to achieve the highest office in the country, not to mention one who spent decades honing his abilities as a media provocateur. Skilled as Trump has been at deploying suspense, misdirection, and invective to his advantage over the last 15 months, the Trump reality show appears closer than ever to colliding with reality itself.